We're in the middle of the 22nd parak of Masilas Yesharim, explaining the Midah Vanova. The Ramchal began by explaining Anova in Machshava. Now he's going to begin Anova in action, indeed. Nedaber ata me'anvas hamase v'tischalek la'abor chalokim. We're going to discuss active humility, and it's divided into four different sections. Behisnag atzmo b'shiflus, first, conducting himself with humility. The second is b'sfol ha'elbonos, suffering insults and not responding. The third is b'sno ha'abonos abrech min ha'kavod, one who hates being appointed into positions of authority. He doesn't want honor. And the fourth is b'chalo kavod l'kol, giving honor to others. So the first is ha'echad hu b'snag b'shiflus, conducting himself in a humble way. V'zeroi shiyeh b'diburo b'halichaso b'shifto u'b'kol tenusav. You can see this in the way he talks, the way he walks, the way he sits, in his movements. B'diburo, the way a person talks, how does a humble person talk? Amar Chazal teach us, l'olam yediburo shel adam b'nachas im abrias. When you speak to someone, you speak calmly, patiently. It's a pasuk, divrei chacham v'nachas nishma'im. The chacham's words are listened to when they say it in a pleasant, patient way. Tzerach shiyeh devarav divrei chavod. He should talk respectfully. Lo divrei bizayon, not in a way that shames the listener. V'cheinu omer, like it says, bozer le'ehu chasar leiv. When you shame someone, you're lacking the forethought. The omer, it says further, before Rasha, bo gambuz. When the Rasha comes, you'll find insults. Balichaso, the way a humble person walks. Amozach, as I'll say, Sholchem itam, they sent from there. Ezu ben olam haba. Who is a ben olam haba? Anvesan ushval berach. One who's humble, and he walks humbly. Shayef ayil, shayef nafek. He walks a little bent over. When he goes in, he's bent. He goes out, he's bent. He doesn't walk with his head held high. Nor does he walk slowly. With his heel by his toes. Rather, he's like busy. He's like people go to work. Not in a pompous or regal fashion. People who walk with their head held high, it's as if they're pushing the feet of the Shechina Kav Yochel. Uksiv, and it says, Rameha Kaima Giduim, those who are elevated are cut down. So there's a way to walk that shows humility. B'shifto, when a person sits, Shehe Mekomo Ben Hashvam, where does he sit? He sits with the low people. V'lo Ben Harom, he doesn't sit with the high society. V'gam Ken Mekomo, it's a pasuk, Al Tishadir Lefnei Melech B'mekom Gedol Matama, do not strive to be with the king and to stand with the great people. The Melech tells us, actually go 2-3 levels below your point, and that's where you should find a seat. Better they tell you, no, move up. Better than they tell you, maybe you got to move back. So you don't assume a position of importance. Rather, even if you find your level, take something lower. People who make themselves lower, Chazal say, call me shemakdan atzmo divetayr b'omazeh, nasa gadol om haba. People who make themselves low with divetayr in this world will be made great in the next world. Similarly, they said, haseham itznefes v'harim hatara. Remove your cap, take off the crown. Call me shugadol b'omazeh, chatom b'om haba. The people who are great in this world are actually small in the next. Uminola hapech, from there we can infer the reverse. Mishul katon b'mazeh, those who are low in this world, zaman gudulaso, their place of greatness is olam haba. For Amma, they said further, olam yilmad odem idas kono, a person should learn from the Ibn Hashem. Sheiniyak l'shbor kol ha'ar megvaros, the Ibn Hashem ignored all the big mountains and hills. Fesh ha'shchinaso al ha'sinai, and chose ha'sinai to rest his shchina. V'zevene shifluso, because ha'sinai is a shafel, it's humble. V'chein amru, l'sh'eus nachlaso, the Misha Mesim Asma Kishraim, for the one who makes him like leftovers. So the behavior of the Anav in all the things he does is manifest, it's evident, that he doesn't act in an arrogant or a pompous fashion. There are people who walk arrogant, they talk condescendingly, they always take a seat at the front. That's showing arrogance. The person who is an anav will talk respectfully, will talk quietly, patiently, will never take a seat up front. If they ask them to move up, they'll move up, but otherwise they'll stay in the back. It's fine with him. And that's the conduct of the anav. Hachelik ha'sheni hu sivas elbonos. Another characteristic in action of the humble person is suffering insults. V'nei beferish amu zachas, I'll tell us, l'mino se'avon, to whom Zashem forgive, l'mi she'avon peshet, the one who just ignores when others do against him, and he doesn't make an issue, doesn't make a fight, and just goes on. V'amu od hane alovim ve'enim olvim, because I'll say those who are insulted or embarrassed and do not respond, they hear words that disgrace them and don't respond. And then the pasuk says, so these are the ones who are beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like when the sun comes out in its might. The Gemara tells us the greatness of the humility of Baal Ben Buta. There was a man from Bavel who came to Israel, he married an Israeli woman. He was from Bavel, and they had, unfortunately, communication problems. He would say one thing, she misunderstood him, and it became very frustrating. Cook me this, she cooked me something else. Everything he said, she didn't understand what he meant, and she just used the same word the way they used it in Israel, which is different than in Bavel. Everything was going wrong in their marriage. Ad zili tabia son of Bavel, I said, just go break it on the head of Bava. Now he meant on the doorpost. Take it and just smash it on the door. I'm not interested in this. Just take it to the door and break it. But she didn't understand what he said. Bava Buta was outside. He was sitting, he was judging. So her husband said, break it on the head of Bava. Also Svatava says, oh, she goes Bava Buta and smashes it on his head. I'm like, my Hadin Davdit, excuse me, did I do something? Like, what happened just now? He says to her. My husband said to do it. He says, you do what your husband wanted. Bring from you two sons like Bava and Buta. He didn't get upset, didn't get flustered. He's like, what happened? She says, my husband told me to do it. Okay, fine. You should be benched, like a bench. You did your husband's rotzon. Instead of screaming at her and getting upset at her, that's another inaction. The Hillel, Kamokin Sipur, Meyovam Vasanusim Shabbos, the Gemara on Shabbos gives a whole discussion about Hillel's humility. Zelashonim, it says, Tanabon, Omi Adam, Amvasan Kehillel, a person should be humble like Hillel. There's a whole story that this person kept bothering him every Shabbos. He's trying to take a bath for Shabbos, and there was his hair, and the guy keeps knocking on the door, and he keeps coming out, and he asks like narrow, silly questions. And he sits down each time, and he discusses with him, and he doesn't get upset. And finally the fellow says, there shouldn't be like you in Israel. What did I do? He says, because I lost a $400 bet. I bet I'll get you upset. And he didn't succeed. Didn't get Hillel upset. So he says, better you should lose your money and shouldn't be, you know, Hillel should never get upset. So it's an extreme example of humility, of being available for people. The question is, the fellow is asking, well, like, why do the eyes of people in some countries slant and why are people's feet like that? Total silly questions. And he took each question seriously, and he sat and discussed, and it was Erev Shabbos. He's trying to get Erev Shabbos, and he keeps knocking on his door. So it just shows, again, humility in action. And that's what the Gemara says. Person should be an anavas on the kill. Ravohu, another example. Achriov anvasa motzah shedayim l'gilius roi l'kari anav. Ravohu was tremendously humble, and yet he didn't feel he was fit to be called humble. So that's something where it says, Ravohu, bereish havamin anavas anav. I thought I was humble. When he was found of Abba the Akko, he was from Akko. In those days, when the Rav gave a drasha, there's no microphones. So there are people with loud voices, and they would repeat what the Rav says. So the Rav gets up and he says, halacha, line by line, and this fellow broadcasts to everyone around in a big, loud, booming voice. The problem with Rav Abba from Akko was when he would say something, the fellow who was doing the broadcasting would say something different. He thought he knew better. So his job was just to repeat what the rabbi says, say it real loud. But he wasn't doing that. He was making up his own stuff. And he wasn't saying what Rav Abba was saying. Low cop, he didn't get upset. So when I heard that, this is Rav Avohu's talking, when I heard
that if Abba from Akka would give a drasha, and the fellow who screams it out was saying something totally different, and it didn't bother, he didn't get upset, didn't say anything, Aminilav Anavasana. I guess I'm not an Anav. That's really an Anav. That's a level of humility I've not reached. The third, Sinis Harabonus Ubrichus HaKavod. One who would hate to be in a position of authority, running away from honor, Mishnah Aruchi, this is already a Mishnah we know in Avos, Hevas, Amalachos, Nes Rabbanos. One should love the work and hate the Rabbanos. Chaim Volozhin says in that Mishnah that's talking about a person in position of Rabbanos. A person in position of Rabbanos. Ehovas Amalacha, love the work of the Rabbanos. Love the teaching Torah, being available for people, that you should love. The Rabbanos part of it, you should hate. Hate the covet that you get. That's not what you're in. You're not in this business for honor. You're not in this business for respect. You're in it for the malacha. Erevas malacha, snas rabbanis. For Amru Oud Chazal say further, Gathlib Hara. There are people who are arrogant when it comes to rendering decisions. They'll render a decision out of arrogance. This is a shoita. He's a fool, a rasha, wicked, gasruach, and arrogant. For Amru, Kalarod Vacha covet, people who run after honor. Hakad Bech Memenu, the honor runs away from them. V'ma'od, al teitzi l'riv maher. Don't be so quick to get into a machloikis. L'oilam al tirotz achas rava. So instead of saying l'riv, it's like l'rav. Don't run after positions of authority. Lama, pen ma ta'asibich. What's going to happen if you get the job? L'mocha b'ma shol m'chashelos ma ta'meshim. You'll get the job. They ask you questions. Do you know what the answer there? Oud Shom, it says further in the Pesikta, Rabbi Nachma, b'shem of Tanchum. If you take a position of authority because of your own interest, that you want the honor and the pleasures accrued or accorded, is no better than an adulterer. The adulterer is not interested in marriage, he's just interested in his taiva. So to this person is not interested in the responsibilities of the office, he's just interested in the perks of the office. Od Sham, furthermore, Amir Avoho, Ani nikrasi kadosh. Kadosh Baruch is saying, I am kadosh. If you don't have midos of kedusha, then don't accept positions of authority. Tamid ben Gamliel yochichu. The students of ben Gamliel pointed out, they were really in need of a job. They were very poor. They refused to take jobs of authority because they were afraid of it. We learn this by the parsha of the Kayin Meshuach Zelashonam Kimedumim Shesraz Aninosachem. What do you think? I'm giving you authority and covet. I'm giving you servitude. The way a Jew is supposed to look at positions of authority is you're a public servant. That's how you're supposed to look at it. Don't look at it as special and honorable and something you get respect and power and prestige. Rather, look at it as if you are a public servant. That's your job. And by the way, if you look in the Rambam, Simchas Melachim, he describes what is the katz of melech. We know the famous saying that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we've seen that throughout history. A melech by Klai Yisrael, who is very powerful. The Rambam describes the melech is supposed to be a public servant. That is how he looks at his job. He is a public servant. It is his job to make sure people are taken care of, they're protected, they're safe, they have jobs. That is the job of melech. Va'amru od. Chazal say further, Oilu l'rabonis shemekaberes esbaleh, woe to people in high position because it buries them. They die prematurely. Where do we learn this from? Yosef. From Yosef Tzadik. Because he conducted himself machustik, he died before his brothers. He was the first to die. The rule is as follows. People in position of authority have to realize it's a tremendous burden. It's a burden on the shoulder of the one bearing it. When a person is a nobody, sits around people unnoticed, move lebein harnoshim, he's just mixed in the crowd, enanitbus el al atzmo, he's responsible for himself. If he is elevated to a high position, Now he becomes responsible for everyone within his purview. He must look over all of them, and lead them. That he uses seichel and das to set them on the straight path. And if not, then they carry the sin of the people. As the pasuk says, Chacham tell us, "Va'asham b'roshechem," is their guilt. Va'kavod enu lo havel havolam. Honor in and of itself is nothing. It's hevel havolam. Hamaris odvol daito v'das kono meshachol kol hosav. All it does is makes a person forget his place in the world, forget about the Ribbono Shel'olam's what he wants of him, and forgets his obligations. Umisha makiro, if you understand covet for what it is, vade sheyimaspo v'yisna er, you'll reject it, it'll be disgusting to you. Vate hilo seshehalu b'nei adam, and when people praise you and give you compliments, you alov l'toyrach, it should be a burden. Kibir oso osam magdilim hiloleim ala sher eno b'm emes, if he sees them praise him for things he's not really worthy of, eno el misboshesh, it should be embarrassing. Umis aneach, he should moan to himself. Not only is it bad enough that he doesn't have those levels they're describing, on top of that, they're loading him down with false praise. Leman yikalem yoser, it's even a bigger embarrassment. This is a very difficult part to do. Not like the previous one was easy. Hearing insults and not responding isn't easy either. But when people do have or find themselves in positions that could bring some degree of covet, you have to always tell yourself, this is not what I'm in this business for. This is not what I'm doing here. This is not why I took the job. This is not my purpose. My purpose is to help people. My purpose is to do what I can to make other people's lives easier, better, whatever it is, whatever the position is. You always have to look at it from the perspective of, I'm a public servant. I'm here to help people. Don't let it get to you that this is something that's mechubedik and that you're special because of it. That runs counter, of course, to anova, but it also becomes problematic in your whole avoda between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and other people. The fourth, achelik revi, this is really the paradox. The fourth level of active anova is chilik hakavod kol adam, giving honor to others. Like it says, the mission of us, who is honorable, is one who gives honor to others. How do you know that if one person is even bigger than you in one thing, the other person is even one area bigger than you, you should give him covet, and it brings the pasuk. You should always greet someone ahead of their greeting you. We say about Yochim Zakai. So hikdim lo odam shalom me'olam. No one ever got to say hello to him before he said hello first. Va'afilu goy b'shuk, even a nanju in the street. Ubein b'dibur, bein b'maisim, chayalin kol chaverav, whether in how you speak or how you act, you must give honor to the people around you. K'farsip b'zal me'esem b'arba elf tamidu b'yakiba shemesu. Chazal tells us about the 24,000 students of Yakiba who died, al shalom ha'yunog and kol zel zeh. They did not give each other proper respect. We attribute disgracing others or this meat of looking down on others to the wicked. The pasuk says, when the wicked comes, so they go insulting. Covet is something we attribute to tzaddikim, that they give covet. Because covet is with them. It resides with them. It doesn't part from them. For Amalek says, v'negez ha'kenav, covered by the elders is covered. Hay nisparach chal ki anova harashiim. We've explained the main points of anova. Upirteim kechol pirtei haminim hamesrachavim haolchim alafi anosim, and the details just get broader and broader and spread out like all the topics. If you eat them, become us based on time and place. Yishma chacham vayosef lekach. The wise will listen and add. Hinei zeh vaday. One thing's for sure. Shanov misir mederach adam michshalos rabim. If you conduct yourself humbly, numerous stumbling blocks are taken away. Makarev zaso el tovos rabos, and it brings you close to many good things. Ki anuv yachush ma'at al divi ha'olam v'dekanim mahavlov. The ani pays little attention to what goes on in the world, and nothing bothers him. He doesn't get jealous. He's not upset. Vod shecheves ha'anav no ad ma'od. And besides, people enjoy the company of the humble. For chabrius no chemena, people are happy with him. Behechach le'yovel de'kas, he doesn't come to anger. Lo de'meriva, not to arguments. El kol v'hashket, everything is calm. Hakol menucha, relaxed, peaceful. Ashrei shezoich le'midezo. Fortune is the one who reaches this level. For amazal ma'ashosa chach ma'atrali rosho, os anova ekev v'sul yoso. Because I'll say, the same way chachma makes a crown for the head, anova is the sole of the sandal. You call a chachma kulo liyarchena, and the chachma doesn't approach it. Zebor, this is clear. So Chal tells us that even though the anov runs from kavod, despises kavod, hates kavod, is not interested in kavod, he gives out kavod. He gives kavod to everyone. He gives honor to everyone. And you know all the stories that tzaddikim, they'll give kavod to little children, give kavod to cats and dogs, they give to everyone, kavod to everybody. So on the one hand, they themselves run from it. But on the other hand, they give it out in great measures. Now, is that a contradiction? There's a question asked in general terms. If kavod is so horrible, why did Hashem create kavod? And the answer is to give it to others. Kavod is for us to give to others. That's what kavod is in the world for. There's a thing of kavod in the Bria for us to give to others, not to take for ourselves. It's one of those things you don't take for yourself, you give for others. And from the perspective of the anav, he's not deserving of any special treatment because he's not special. But everyone else is deserving of special treatment because they are special. So it's not like he's doing something mean and harmful. I run away from kavod, I want you to have it. You know, if there's a dessert you don't like, yeah, you take it, why don't you have it? If it's something that you don't like, you don't give it someone else either, unless maybe they're not going to like it. But the point is, when it comes to kavod, their running from kavod is because in their mind, they're not deserving, it's not theirs, it's ridiculous. But at the same time, this other person's a great person, I should give him kavod. He mentioned this idea of Eizem Mechubin Mechabin Esebriyas. If you know your chaver is bigger than you in one area, even in one area is bigger than you, you have to give him kavod. So there's a midah that they bring down, I'm assuming it's in the Chassid Svarim, and I heard this from a Rav who is very involved in Kiruv HaChokim, that every Friday night, there's all kinds of people at his table. And before he makes Kiddush, he looks at everyone on the table and thinks in his mind of something this person is bigger than he is. Before he makes Kiddush Friday night, there's a whole array of people. He looks at each one, gives him Shalom Aleichem, and he thinks to himself, in what area, in some way, this person is bigger than me. And he does this every week. And he says to me, one week I was stuck. I had someone at my table who didn't do anything. He was maybe unkempt and just like, there was nothing that he could find. He kept thinking and thinking and thinking. He's waiting for his kiddush, and he can't think of anything about this guy that he's better than he is. And then he says to me, it dawned on me, he's better than me. How is this fellow better than me? Because if I was him, I wouldn't be at a Friday night Shabbos table. So he is better than me. And that's his mindset. So that's, I think of that when I learned the Ramchal. You find something. You're not greater than everyone around you. Everyone around you has something bigger than you also. And we often don't think about it. We don't think about it. We don't recognize it. And it's a problem with us. Because if you don't see in other people their milas, so then you're not going to respect them. And it leads to gaiva. Because I have these malice and that person doesn't. So the way to avoid that is to try to find in other people the malice and to not make a big deal about your malice. And as we said earlier, that the anav understands that if he's given a gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's nothing for him to be gaivedik about anyway. It's not like he did anything special to be this thing that he is. Hashem gave him talents and gifts. That's not something to be arrogant about. And even something he works on and strives to achieve, so he knows he's still lacking in other areas. There's still more to achieve, there's still more to do, there's still more to accomplish, and not rest on his laurels. So the person has to have first in his mind understand the concept of being an anav, and then in action, in the way he talks, the way he speaks, the way he reacts when people talk to him in a not nice way, in an insulting way, how does a person react? And, of course, the idea of, we said, running from COVID and giving out COVID. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves, we really can't control what other people say, what other people do. What we can control is how we respond to it. That's in our hands. A lot of people have problem with coworkers, they have problem with bosses, they have problem maybe with family members. And it's important to remind yourself that you can't control what other people say, you cannot control what they do. You can control how you respond. And the Ramchal is putting it in a different way, but the same idea, when someone says something to you, it does something to you that's upsetting or insulting. So, okay, that's that person. But how do you respond to it? How do you react to it? That's in your hands. That's in your control. Ultimately, the Anav, as he says, lives a life of menucha and hashket, which means he doesn't get upset. He doesn't get frazzled. He doesn't get bent out of shape because he has no expectations. He has no... put it this way. Generally, people get upset when they have expectations that are not fulfilled. That's, I think, the mathematics of being upset. Upset means I expect A, I get B, now I'm mad. It could be getting something. It could be hearing something. I expected to hear one thing. I heard something else. That's usually the math of it. I expect A, I get B, and now I'm upset. If you don't expect A, there's nothing to get upset about. The next step, you're missing the next step. There's nothing to get upset when I didn't get it because I wasn't expecting it. The higher your expectations, the greater your disappointments. The lower your expectations, the less your disappointments. The anav has no disappointments in life. Now, again, there's madregas, but the ultimate in aniva, nothing flusters them. Nothing gets upset. Why should it be any different? Why should I expect any better? You know, it's just this mindset. Now, sometimes we think that this person must be a shmata, must be a doormat, and people can walk all over him. Maybe yes, maybe no. First of all, if he doesn't see himself as a doormat, then he's not a doormat. It's all in your mind. He doesn't see himself that way. In his mind, so people do this and that, good, that's them. I'm me, it doesn't bother me. You know, if it doesn't bother you. You can't take advantage of people. That's wrong. You don't take advantage of people. But the fact of the matter is, if the anav doesn't care, he doesn't care. He really doesn't care. Not that he cares and says he doesn't care. It's a big difference. The fellow who says he doesn't care but really does care churns up inside of him and eats out his kishkas. He really doesn't care. He doesn't care. It makes no difference to him whatsoever. So it makes no difference whatsoever. It makes no difference. It's a very high level. Very few people are like that. Moshe Beinu Aron Mikol Adam. What does Moshe Beinu get upset about? When people make a chalasha. When people complain against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That upsets Moshe Beinu. But in his interpersonal things, what's there to get upset about? Again, I go back to Rabbi Levine, Zichron Levracha, Tzadikim like that. They don't get flustered. They don't get upset. The lower the expectation level, the less there is to be disappointed, the less there is to be upset. I don't know, some people think it's a morose way of going through life to have no expectations. Right? You have to balance, you have to know who you are and balance. But ultimately, if you can lower your expectations, you will find you'll be a happier person. The people with the higher expectations are not very happy people. Because it's very rare your expectations are met. So you have lower expectations, you have more to be happy and less upset in life. Again, you can't control the things around you. You control how you respond to the things around you. And that's part of it. Part of it is ahead of time, in advance, what is your mindset going into something? And then, as it unfolds, so you're good, you're okay with that. You have shalva, hashkeit, manucha. You know, people would pay a lot of money for peace of mind. People pay a lot of money for tranquility. But they don't understand, you can't buy it. It's not something you pay for. It really goes into what is your mindset. It's very rare that people with high expectations are met or exceeded. If you have low expectations and your expectations are always exceeded, that's great. You're on cloud nine because everything is great. It's much better than I ever thought it would be. That's a wonderful way to live your life. It's a wonderful way to live your life. Again, I could hear someone arguing that that's a terrible way to live your life. I mean, what's life going to be like? If you have your priorities straight, you work towards the proper goals, and you don't let things fluster you, I think that's fine. I think that's the goal we look for. And again, it's not something everyone reaches. Not everyone reaches that level, but on degrees that's within our reach, it is definitely something we should strive for.